Welcome to the Raw and Wild Hearts, a place where the raw, the unfiltered, the wild hearts gather to celebrate triumphs and hardships, learn from each other, grow together, and break down a culture rooted in fear. We will talk, we will laugh, and we will lean on each other about everyday life experiences that we could all use a little support through, and then we'll bask in the wild, magical beings that we are. My philosophy is that by embracing the dark, we may just let in the light. I am your host, Lori Rising, healer, educator, writer, adventurer, retreat leader, birth defender, and animal enthusiast and activist, along with my wild heart sidekick kitty, Jesus the Brave. We'd like to invite you to get excited about the Wild Heart Revolution. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode, Celebrating Life in Death. This is a special episode that has been channeled through my guides, lived through my experience, and ready to be shared with the world. I have some amazing guests coming up, including Dr. Peter Borton and Sanyu Estelle. But I received a very clear yes that the time is now to release this message for the collective and our available awakening currently unfolding. And wouldn't you know, it's the actual 10-10-21 portal into deeper energies and a much thinner veil today, y'all. Dang, do I love how life unfolds when I'm in alignment and receiving mode, tuning in to high frequencies and trust. Today's message is actually the seedling to a powerful book that I now have in the works, because yes, I got that message too. We are all touched by death, from our parallel lives, to our communities, to our ancestors, to our very own human lives. Death is a guarantee with life. Yet, death is weaponized, it's feared, it can be excruciatingly painful for many of us. I know, I lived in a perpetual state of grief for 7 years after my daughter was born still. But today, I want to share that there's another way. There's a celebration with death that we have barely explored. A celebration that can actually be a key to freedom here in life. And I cannot wait to dive in with you. But first, I want to tell you about some very special people that I came upon recently in my van life travels as a result of a karmic wound that reared its head during this current Mercury in Libra retrograde, along with Venus in Libra energies, not to mention the Sun, Moon, and Mars in Libra. We have been in a whole lot of Libra, babes, and it's brought some big patterns to the surface that are ready to be balanced. Yet another key to life and living well, balance. Moderation. We've not been historically great at those as humans. We go all in, we go overboard too much, we get masculine heavy, and on and on. But these Libra energies are uncovering some new, more balanced perspectives and possibilities instead of that age-old tension and tightness. As I opened up to the painful process of full acceptance of this particular karmic struggle I've been fighting against for a very long time, I finally looked the other way. I moved toward the unknown rather than doubling down on my original agenda. You feel me there? And that process led my intuition to a farm stay through this lovely little membership called Harvest Hosts. If you don't know about Harvest Hosts, and if you travel in any kind of a camper, I'm excited to tell you about it. For a modest yearly fee, you can stay at farms, wineries, breweries, and more throughout the country for a night in exchange for supporting that small business with a purchase of their goods. Win, win! You get epic landscapes, safe sleeping, starry nights, and some of the most amazing people you could meet, all while supporting the lifeblood of our country, small business. It's more important than ever to be conscious consumers for our health, the health of our planet, and the health of our economy. We do this through media consumption, food consumption, product consumption, community consumption. Programs like these are genius ways to connect more people with local communities and bring dollars to the hands of brick and mortar business. I don't use it often, but when I have, the rewards are huge. So side note, if you'd like to check out Harvest Host and support this show, I'll include my referral link for 15% off your yearly membership in the show notes below. Make sure to check it out. But back to who I really want to tell you about, 3J Farms OK. This beautiful little farm that has some inspiring women running the show in a cute little area south of Oklahoma City became my sanctuary for a week. In a time when my community karma hit the roof, my guides sent me to a new family waiting with open arms. It was as if I had known them all my life. We laughed, we cooked, we exchanged, and wouldn't you know, the exact thing that I have been needing to make happen in my van, the thing that I was starting to lose hope for, the thing many van builders told me no to, the thing that opened the karma wound just 2 days prior, became the thing that suddenly happened with ease and positivity during my stay with Jennifer, Jillian, and family. This, loves, is how adversity and challenges become empowered action and fate. I, for one, am continually practicing the art of not doubling down anymore, of listening to my body when it does not align with an energy, and trusting that there are infinite possibilities the other way by believing that source energy may have just steered me in a painful direction only to dramatically go the other way. Jennifer invited me to stay while the local mechanic almost enthusiastically took on the installation of a heater that so many others shot down. She offered their beautiful Airbnb space in a converted grain bin for bees. She came to pick me up. She went above and beyond when just a few days prior, I was in tears trying to create an environment to make the exact same situation happen. This, my friends, is not just a shout out to some amazing harvest hosts, to a beautiful Airbnb stay, to a farm growing food and people through conscious consumption, heartfelt education, and personal growth practices. It's a tale of how the universe conspires to land you in exactly the right place with the perfect people and a whole lot of healing love for your heart. So please click on their website below, jump on their email list, stay at their adorable Airbnb, visit them as a harvest host, or just say hi and be a part of the community they are growing. Ladies, Lewis, Queenie, Forrest, and fam, I frickin' love ya. Okay, so also, if you want to work with me, you've been guided to exactly where you need to be. My Awaken Your Life Force live digital course is now open for enrollment, and you heard it, it's going to be live, the only time. So you get the opportunity to exchange with me in every module, ask me questions, and get more of my in-person energy. And if you know, you know, because that's where I shine like the ball of Aries fire that I am. This course is derived directly from my very popular in-person retreats that will be coming back in 2022. I have over 20 years of experience as a trauma-informed body worker, a transpersonal hypnotherapist, a ritual facilitator, a meditation guide, and a pelvic floor therapist. I'm going to be sharing with you how to unlock your cells, which, by the way, hold all creation energy within. I mean, not to make it sound dramatic, but it kind of is. I'm going to be guiding you through your pelvic bowl to unwinding your body through dynamic motion embodiment through the cosmic realms with your guides and ancestors. We will do ceremony. We'll be inspired in ways that you've never felt. We're going to awaken your life force that has been limited by external programming and messaging throughout our lives. We will become empowered to draw from a well that is centered and grounded while unlocking our birthright of trust, innate health wisdom, ancient knowledge, and sovereignty. If you're ready to be the curator of your experience here and now, no matter how chaotic life becomes around you, join me. And oh my gosh, are you ready for this? I'm extending the early bird pricing until October 22nd. Investing in your fine self is the ultimate gift to a limitless life experience filled with possibilities and potentials. It can only give you an ROI. I am your fire up, enthusiastic guide into places beyond what you've ever imagined. And you get my two powerful bonus tracks to boot, the DNA Light Code Activation Meditation and Affirmations for Alignment and Abundance. So click on that link below. Message me with questions. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, I have a Patreon community, and more. Let's work together to elevate, enliven, and live, baby. To get $100 off before October 23rd, use the code EARLYBIRD, all caps, one word. And, a warm shout out to our latest Wildheart Patreon, one of the funniest peeps I know. I miss her so much. Ashley Haywood. Ash, I love ya. Okay, on to today's episode. The Great Awakening. We are in it. The energies are ready for you. If you listened to my last episode with Molly McCord, you are familiar with the historical times we are living. The veil only continues to get thinner with every portal, just like today's, and with every astrological event. If you've developed a higher consciousness practice, you are experiencing powerful shifts and abilities. You are reawakening your DNA, your cells, and your connection to the source energy that has created and connected all. If you're aware of it, but unsure how to even start, I'm here for you. I have upended my previous life to experience this entire evolution with senses wide open. I've been waiting lifetimes for this shift out of the matrix of program fear, corporate greed, patriarchal power, polarizing narratives, and scarcity mentality. We live in an abundant and benevolent universe. We have limitless access when we create systems for people, for health, for the planet, for love. If this sounds hard to believe, it's because we haven't even become close to tapping into what's available when we come from our divine birthright of source energy, intuition, and infinite consciousness. We are vibrational beings in a vibrational universe. When we begin working with our vibration and stop focusing on a limited mind, our state of existence shifts. Our collective consciousness shifts. We can make change literally through vibrations we elevate and bring into our realm. Oh, but it takes practice, babes. Yes, because we have been practicing lower states of energy for hundreds, if not thousands of years. And there's this powerful thing called epigenetics, where our traumas, emotional states, and health can be passed down and down and down through generations. How amazing to be alive right now and to have so much of this awareness and knowledge converging with historical planetary shifts and alignments to create the human consciousness evolution for us to experience and to disrupt those patterns and that programming. We are evolving almost at lightning speed, and I, for one, am so here for it. But you've heard me say this before. As humans, we have this beautiful thing called free will. So you get to choose every day where your vibration goes and how it grows. What thoughts do you practice every day? What are you curious about? What are you repeating and sharing? What are you creating? So this brings me to what I really want to talk about today, which is death. We have historically been sold such a limiting narrative around death. Not only that, but we can trace a lot of our fear surrounding death to our ageist society that is eternally youth-focused. And let's not forget the capitalist machine that has contributed to the disconnection from our elders. And in the persecution of our divine feminine energies, dating back thousands of years, where our intuition, our emotional flow, our ability to receive has been condemned, repressed, and discouraged to a point that we have lost our way with spirit, with the source energy we came from and shall return to. Societies have used the fear of death to remain in control of power for eons. Shall we say, since some men decided that the fear and wrath of God was a pretty easy way to make things happen? But this is not where I want to focus today. It's just a review of a few ways that we've been programmed in relation to death. If you've listened to my previous episodes, I'm sure you've heard about my fascination with the Viking culture. This is because I do believe deep in my bones that I have Viking spirit coursing through my veins in some ways, but also because since the moment I heard about Valhalla, it clicked. It all made so much sense. Vikings were usually outnumbered in their quests for resources, but often left victorious. You see, they didn't have a fear of death. To them, death was a great honor, and Valhalla, which was their afterlife, was revered beyond life. And so it only makes sense that life can become richer, fuller, easier when we are not weighed down by the fear of the one thing that always comes with life, which is death. Are there really any other guarantees? So what could the possibilities be when we reframe death, when we revere our elders, when we choose to journey with them for their death rather than taking on the burden of how horrible life remains without them? I know this is a big concept to wrap our thoughts around since it's so very hard to be left behind here without them, but hear me out. And when I say hear me out, I want you to listen with your body, with your cells. As I speak of these new possibilities around our ritual of death, how does your body feel? Does your heart squeeze? Does it expand? Is there a twinkle of excitement in your gut? Do your shoulders relax? Do you sigh after holding your breath? Does it feel like a burden could be lifted off your soul? Death can be one of the two most profound moments in our life, the first being birth, the second being death. Here are two scenarios. The first is the most common one in our culture. When a life is coming to its physical end, many of our loved ones avoid that journey since it's uncomfortable, it's unknown, it's emotional, and it's painful. Now that life is often left on its own to transition and may be moving out of their physical body in a state of fear and or loneliness, lacking the empowerment and even excitement to return to their eternal home, back to the source of creation. Now, I want you to close your eyes and feel into scenario number two, the one that seems like we are meant to inhabit, to integrate into this human experience, the one that maybe has been repressed from our conditioning. In this scenario, there's no ego, no fear of feeling, because we understand that to feel is human and to allow the flow of feeling through our beings is to heal. There's only peace in death, in full awareness and acceptance of the inevitability of death and the gift of it. Those of us surrounding the soul that's making its exquisite journey transform our individual grief process to hold the highest light and love for a sacred transition. We know how profound this experience is and how beautiful it becomes without the external fear, sadness, and tension, and how much more powerful it becomes when we contribute our full alignment and ceremonial energy to the collective frequency ushering that soul through. We fully revere the afterlife and hold the deep knowledge that it is in our astral connection that all karma immediately dissolves, all wounding dissipates, and we are in full, unconditional connection together. The absence of ego resounds. We are consciousness together. We are back in perfect vibrational alignment where automatic understanding happens. We return to pure love. We remember together. Okay, open your eyes. What is your body saying? How does it feel? Does it remember? Does this sound familiar to your senses? Does this feel really good? Does this feel like you can let go of your agenda? Do you need to be right? Can you meet someone where they are at right now, knowing that you will be in pure love vibration with them upon our return to spirit? Let me reiterate the very valuable human lesson in there. Death can be the gateway to dissolving our human karma and wounding. Reframing death with our full energetic potential to understand the enormous ancestral connection that we now have in our human lives can create an easeful release of our real-time ego-driven karmic wounds. If our ego wasn't involved, the wound would be healed. It would be a non-thought. The vibration would be aligned. And it's our ego that drives much of our relationship experience from past programming. Okay, so did you get that? It is a big concept, and I hope that I'm doing it justice. The intuitive message and experience that I'm being called to share is to revisit our relationship to death, to spend intentional time practicing our connection to spirit, The energies that are available on the grid now are ready for you to choose to tap in, tune in, and turn on the highest dimensional frequencies. This is a gateway to your ancestors and people who are there waiting for you. But know that in their transition from body to spirit, you have an even greater ability to commune and journey together as they find their place in the heavens and on your cosmic support team. While you hold the space for their easy transformation and get the honor of feeling their joyful return to the power that we came from. Now, I'm not saying that death isn't painful, that we're not going to be sad, but again, I want to highlight that when we allow our grief process, when we allow the feelings to flow through us instead of resist them from fear of the pain, that is when we open to the greater energies and we open to the portals and spaces that take us further and deeper than we could ever imagine. I know in death how deeply we connect to our spiritual world. It is some of the most vibrant feeling we can ever have and hold. And I know that because I allowed myself to go as deeply as I possibly could for many years. But I had an experience recently that I really want to share. I sat on a New Mexico cliff overlooking a valley in a 3-day ceremony with the passing spirit of my grandmother. This is where I want to talk to you about possibilities in every experience. I want to encourage you to actually take the path never traveled, not the one that you are expected to or the one you would feel guilty about if you didn't do it. We've been on a hamster wheel of what came before us and what came before them and so on and so on. It gets passed on and hammered into our beings, ourselves, and our subconscious lives. We tend to make decisions because of well-meaning but sometimes harmful expectations from families and communities. And with the Libra energies at play right now, there is quite literally an air of new choice, the one we maybe never dared to discover or explore. It's here, it's available, and it's easier than ever to choose from a place of autonomy for ourselves, while that choice may just create an autonomous choice for the others involved as well. I had a decision to make in the moment I learned of her physical state moving into the throes of death. I could have driven 17 stressful hours to try to make it to touch her physical body, to sit at her funeral, to be with my birth family, in what would more than likely be a state of distraction and schedules of family visits and meetings. Or I could stay in these sacred spiritual lands of New Mexico, communing with her spirit, guiding her through, allowing my process fully and completely, allowing myself to flow. My instinct, my conditioning was to pack up and take off. Then I took a walk. I meditated. I allowed myself the time and space to sit with the possibilities and to disengage from my automatic reaction. What I quickly heard was this: if I had chosen to go back, I would have been in the pain of others, in the karma of the family, in the stress of the shock that I was just dealt, and I knew how important it was to have this special time, just her and I, together. I knew I held the power to say goodbye to her in my presence, my stillness, my ceremony, that would be far deeper than if I had upended everything to be in the family's collective grief. At first, I held deep sadness that my choice at saying goodbye in this physical realm was taken from me. It was a choice made by another. But then I chose to change that narrative. I chose to dig deep within to what my heart knew was the only matter. I rejected my ego that kept knocking. Every time that thought came in, I replaced it with light. I replaced it with prayer. I replaced it with ritual. I replaced it with radical presence. And very soon, I was in full ceremony, following my body, hearing my guides, feeling her spirit. In those 3 nights, I was able to ask the lands for support from all the elders and people that had come before. I was able to journey alongside my matriarch, my elder, my star family, who brought me here, who chose this path for us, who knew I would survive to do great and powerful things here. I felt the grief of her leaving. I watched the meteor shower of her transition and gazed into a still flame of her peaceful place. As we talked spirit to spirit, as we held pure consciousness and love together, I knew that I could dissolve the wounds. I could detach with love from them in this moment, because no matter how far we are or how long we go, I will merge with every being in my path, every soul I've intertwined in this beautiful dimension of heaven and earth. Remembering and reawakening this birthright of astral connection changes our relationship to these temporary physical lives. When we deeply feel the full glory of Valhalla, our presence becomes lighter, easier, and freer. The matrix becomes so much smaller, and death becomes so much greater, loves. My invitation to you is this. What if you could let it go? The wounding, the pattern, the pain, ultimately the ego, the part that needs to be heard, the part that desperately wants to be healed. What if you knew in every cell of your being that all would dissolve in an instant as our souls leave these bodies, as we return to full consciousness, all-knowing and all-loving? Could you drop your case? Could you detach with love? Could you let it go without burning it all down? Could it be the catalyst to the evolution of a relationship into what it's truly meant to be? Could you meet them where they are? Now, relationships are very complex and deep, and this exchange that I'm having with you today in no way replaces mental health services and support. I am a true believer in therapy. It has elevated my experience. It has deepened my consciousness on a continual basis. I hope that this exchange starts to invite yourselves into curiosity and ways to see death in light and ways to see life in death. Does that make sense? Because when we see life in death, death quickly becomes a new state of vibrant existence. Okay. I'm going to leave you with a light energy practice. This is if you don't know where to begin or how to connect, don't worry. Be easeful and know that the only requirement into this beautiful world of soul evolution and reactivation of birthright knowledge is intention. Practice with intention. Be open, available, and curious. Observe everything around you. Listen to your dreams. Invest in your soul self. Put your money into where you want your life to expand. Find the people that activate your energy and fire up your spirit. Follow them. Connect with them. Learn from them. Breathe. Walk. Breathe more. Take care of your nervous system. I do hope this channeled episode has been wildly supportive for you. I hope that it activated something ancient within you. I hope that it brings the sacred act of our death process into a lighter and empowered space for you. And I hope that you now move into deeper alignment with your guides and people waiting to connect from the other side. All right, go ahead and close your eyes. Take a nice, deep, nourishing breath. And as you exhale, just allow your body to sink down, releasing all tension. Take in another nice, deep, nourishing breath all the way down to your belly. And let it go all the way out. And this time, with your next inhale, feel a light come in, a warm, luminescent light coming into your heart space and center, filling it up. And as you exhale, that light grows in strength, and your body releases. And as you inhale again, you bring in more light as it grows bigger and brighter. And as you exhale, that light expands even further, moving out of your chest, moving out of your heart space. And now with this next inhale, I want you to take that light and expand it all the way down into the ground. Feel that light move from your heart all the way down into the ground, going into the lands where others have gone before, where life has come in and come out. And as you exhale, increase the light in your heart as the light into the ground expands even further. Good. And now with your next inhale, expand that light up, 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 up into the heavens. Expand it up, up, up. Good. And as you exhale, that light continues to move up, up, up to your guides, to your highest self, connecting in, up to your ancestors. And as you exhale, it grows even bigger. And just keep breathing in and out at a nice, easeful pace, feeling that light expanding down into the ground. As that light expands up into the heavens, with every breath in and every breath out, that light grows. It grows in connection. It grows in grounded understanding. It grows in consciousness as you connect up into your guides and you connect down into the grounded energy of the earth. And you continue to move your breath in and out, knowing that that light that's expanding down into the beautiful, fertile earth brings spirits, brings energy from all those that have come before, all those that have moved in and out of the life and death cycle, gaining their wisdom and strength, their knowledge, their power. And continuing to breathe in and out easily, effortlessly, feeling that light continue to pulsate and connect into your higher consciousness and guides, your ancestors, your angels, your source energy. Notice any visions coming in, having gratitude for the message and the clarity. As you connect in deep and profound ways to spirits, to the heavens and the earth. And just breathe in, breathe out, feeling yourself in your body, feeling the air on your skin, feeling the earth below, and the sounds around. And just breathing in and out, having gratitude for this time and space, thanking yourself for showing up, being available for this intentional time, connecting your light source with all that is and has ever been. And with that, let's normalize the struggles, celebrate the quirks, and lean into the light. From myself and Beezus the Brave, happy Wild Heart Revolution, friends.